world, we want to sing this over you. Let me hear you say, say.
The shout of
you believe it, just sing it out.
Theresa Brown.
Welcome, Sister Theresa. Welcome to a worship call.
Thank you.
Everything that I need.
Brother Josiah.
Welcome, Brother Josiah. Welcome, Brother Welcome Josiah. To our worship hall.
God is smoking fire. I'm busy. Come on, man. I feel this thing. I feel this thing breaking out. Oh, I hear the sound. I hear the sound, yeah.
Good afternoon, Claudia Taylor.
Welcome, Sister Claudia. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Hope McLeod.
Welcome, Trustee Hope. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sister Bar. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you very much.
The Bell family.
Welcome, Brother and Sister Bell. Welcome, Bell family. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Deacon Gladys Smith.
Welcome, Deacon Gladys Smith. Welcome to our worship call.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Sister Wanda.
Welcome, Sister Wanda. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you, and have a great day.
And to you as well.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Deacon Richards. Good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome, Deacon Richards. Welcome to our worship hall.
Good morning, Sister Jeffries.
Welcome, Sister Jeffries. Welcome to our worship hall.
Could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. And my heart becomes free. And my shame is on.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Trustee Paul Porter.
Welcome, Trustee Porter. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you, Deacon Henry.
So Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Good afternoon, Deaconess Mildred Nelson.
Welcome, Deaconess Mildred. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All is well.
All is well.
Praise be to God.
One more time, say Holy Spirit.
Good afternoon, Lisa Shipman.
Welcome, Sister Shipman. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your glory.
Lawson.
Welcome, Sister Alice. Welcome to our worship call. Welcome, Brother Faith. Welcome. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon. This is the Parker family.
Welcome, Parker family. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come, let your presence be this room right now. Let your presence be my life right now. Oh, 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 oh. Let your glory be this room right now.
Good afternoon. This is Trustee Brenda Lewis.
Welcome, Trustee Brenda. Welcome to our worship hall.
More aware of your presence.
Deacon Jones.
Welcome, Deacon Jones. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you very much.
More aware of your presence. Let us experience glory of goodness. Let us become. Experience glory of
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. Good afternoon, sisters and brothers in Christ. This is Deacon Walters.
Welcome, Deacon Walters. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Let us become.
Good afternoon, Deacon Welcome. Henry.
Welcome, Sister Eleanor. Welcome to our worship hall. Welcome,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Brown. Welcome to our worship hall.
Have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Day.
And you as well. Welcome, Deacon Bolden. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Deacon Harrison here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome, Deacon Harrison. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Deacon. This is Sister Sylvia again.
Welcome, Sister Sylvia. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you very much, Deacon. God bless. Good afternoon, Shiloh family.
Welcome, sister. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon,
Good afternoon,
this is Ella Belton from Ocala, Florida.
Welcome, Sister Belton. Welcome, Sister Natasha. Welcome to our worship call.
Brother Gibson.
Welcome, Brother Gibson. Welcome to our worship hall. The psalmist David said it like this: "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord, everybody. I greet you in the name of Jesus, and we welcome each and every one of you on the line today. We are happy that you are here, and we invite you now to let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Our service is now called to order, and we call Trustee Hope McLeod to read us scripture. Trustee Hope McLeod.
Thank you, Deacon Henry. Good afternoon, Shiloh family, friends, and visitors. Today's scripture is taken from Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3. That's Psalms 133, verses 1 through 3, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that runs down from the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. It is worship time, saints of God. It is worship time. We invite you now to get into the attitude of worship. Throw your hands up and shout to the Lord. Let us worship him today in the beauty of holiness. We call now Sister Natasha Groom to lead us into praise and worship. Sister Natasha.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Aren't you glad that Jesus lifted you? I know I'm glad. Let us worship together and sing, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad
Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, Satan had me bound. Jesus lifted me, Satan had me bound. Jesus lifted me, Satan had me bound. Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me when I was in trouble, yeah. Jesus lifted me when I was in trouble. Jesus lifted me when I was in trouble. Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad, yeah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Whoa, Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, yes. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are glad that Jesus lifted you, worship him, saints of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is prayer time, saints of God, and we invite you now to the altar. We invite you to transform your space into an altar and bring everything, everything that bothers you, all of your grief and pain and sorrow. If you need healing today, it is at the altar. So come to the altar now as we call Deacon Gladys Smith to lead us to the throne of grace. Deacon Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. The scriptures say, the grass withers and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our merciful and gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for our many, many blessings and for the lessons we have learned as we live each day. Thank you for waking us up and allowing us to live another day, a day that we have never seen before and will never see again. Please continue to guide our path, steering us away from all harm and danger. Lord, we lift up the sick and shut in. Bless and cure those who may be suffering with COVID or monkeypox or polio, which is trying to make a comeback. Encourage those who have not been vaccinated to get the vaccine. It may save their life. Touch the bodies of those who are fighting cancer. Comfort them and give them hope. And we pray for the caretakers. Fortify them with endurance. Our Heavenly Father, we ask a special prayer for the children this afternoon. Keep them safe this summer as they go to their daycare, their camp, or just playing on the block. Watch over them, Lord. Keep them out of harm's way. And thank you for the traveling mercies you have given many and this summer. And continue to bless those who will be traveling. We give thanks for the Shiloh Pastor Search Committee. Please guide them as they begin the search for a pastor to lead the Shiloh family. We thank you, Lord, for this afternoon's speaker. Bless him as he delivers your message. May the message be the word that someone has been waiting to hear, that someone needs, that touches someone. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, how he loves you and me. gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Saints of God, we have some important announcements to share with you now, and we call our leader of the hour, Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, to share with us at this moment. We ask for your undivided attention. Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And Brother Josiah just sang that beautiful, beautiful verse. Oh, how he loves you and me. And we are grateful that no matter where we are, what our condition is, we are loved by the Father. Glory to God. And we thank all those who participate in our devotions. We want to thank Trustee Hope McLeod for reading our scripture. We want to thank Deacon Gladys Smith for prayer. And we want to thank our beautiful worship team who brings us such lovely music, Sister Natasha Groom and Brother Josiah Spellman. Likewise, we give God thanks, and we want to thank the Lord, and we want also to thank Deacon Margaret Henry, our most capable worship leader. We want to thank her for her lovely leadership of our services. And just for a moment, let us reflect that the scripture tells us to work while it is day. For the night comes when no one can work. And church, the work of the church continues. And as we go forward, let us seek the aid of the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in all our undertakings. And may we live lives that prove us as true disciples, demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit as we go on our daily journey, so that others who do not know the Lord will see God's light shining through us, and they also will come to glorify God, to receive the Lord as their personal Lord and Savior. Amen. And we want to just focus for a few minutes on our announcements here. We have quite a few community announcements, and they are posted on the church's website. Please pay attention. We have quite a few. We have county and state announcements, and they might reflect some of what's happening in our daily lives. So please, give your attention, pay your attention to the church's website for those announcements. And we want to let everyone know that during the month of August, we will not have any food truck distribution. For the month of August, no food truck distribution. We won't have any food truck distribution. Likewise, for the month of August, the women's ministry will not be meeting. They also will be on vacation, and they will resume in September. And now, we ask you to remember that the church office still has voter registration forms. And we cannot impress on everyone the importance, how important it is for us to vote, participate, exercise the franchise. Men and women have died to give us that privilege. So, my brothers and sisters, if you have not registered to vote, please get the forms. If you have friends or family members who need to register, let them come to Shiloh and pick up a form, register, and when it is time to vote, let us participate in the process. Next, if there are members of our church who have not yet returned the survey that was sent out to you, please, we are asking that you do so as soon as possible. That will guide us in the path that we take as we do the search for our senior pastor. We ask that you keep Shiloh Church, all churches, and particularly Shiloh Church, in your prayer. We need God's guidance and his discernment as we go forward. Please also pray for all our sick and shut-in. Some members we know, some members we don't know. But lift up the sick and the shut-in in your prayers. Remember Reverend Dr. Woodson and Sister Boykin as you pray to the Lord. Please also remember our bereaved families. You know, grief affects each person differently. And some people, it takes a little time to get over the grief. So we ask that you continue to pray for all our grieving families. And now we move on to our weekly activities. Our adult Sunday school continues at 10 a.m. There is life application class that continues with Reverend Barbara Watkins at 10 a.m. We have Kids Church Kingdom Kids at 11 a.m. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. And we want you to bear in mind that this Wednesday, July 27th, will be our last adult Bible study for the summer. We will go on vacation and we will return in September. There will not be any Bible study during the month of August on Wednesday nights. However, on Thursday nights, the men will continue their Bible study on a bi-weekly basis. That means every other week they will meet. So they will meet bi-weekly. And then we continue with morning prayer Monday to Friday at 6:30 a.m. We also continue with evening prayer Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Please bear that in mind. And now we come to the preaching moment. And the preacher for us today is none other than Elder Melaine Rochford of the New Life Cathedral in Brooklyn. Elder Rochford is a dynamic preacher, a committed servant of God, and she has stepped in to help us out. She answered our Macedonia call. Our assigned preacher could not be available this Sunday, and we give God thanks for her for accepting the call. She is a committed servant of God, a dynamic preacher. And we pray God's blessing upon Elder Rochford as she continues in her ministry at the New Life Cathedral. Blessings upon her personally and blessings upon her ministry. And now, we want to call Trustee Paul, followed by Deacon David Nelson. Trustee Paul.
Thank you, Dr. Deacon Richards. And good afternoon, Sensation of Shiloh family. Praise the Lord for another day. It's giving time, and Malachi 3:10 tells us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So we give through Givelify, Easy Tithes in the envelope system. Givelify, of course, you need to have the app downloaded to your smartphone or your tablet. Easy Tithes, you go to the church's website, sensationalshiloh.com, and click on the donate button, and you can give through that platform. The envelope system, you need envelopes. Preferably, you will have envelopes, and you can mail those in to the church at 185 Lincoln Avenue. The zip is 10801, or you can drop them off at the church in the mailbox near the red doors. Today, starting at 2 p.m., Trustee Hope McLeod and I will be there to accept any donations that you choose to drop off today. And I want to just thank everyone for your continued giving, and may you have a blessed day, and may God continue to bless the Sensational Shiloh family. And I call on Deacon Nelson now. God bless.
Thank you, Trustee Porter. Good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family and friends. I come to you today with a couple of brief announcements. One, just as a reminder again, as Dr. Richards has mentioned, if you have not returned in your survey, please, 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 the Pulpit Search Committee is definitely asking for this feedback from the membership. So if you've received it by email, please check your email. It was originally sent on July 11th, and then if you hadn't opened it that week, it was sent again to those who had not opened the email a second time. But if you have received the email and you haven't resubmitted the survey, just go ahead and click on it on where it says survey, pastoral search survey, and just complete the survey and click submit at the bottom. I have heard some people say that there's no submit button. That means it didn't open properly. So just close it out and open it back up again. And as long as you have a submit at the bottom of the screen, you'll be able to submit your results. Please submit your results that way. If you received it by mail, please, you can just mail it back to the church if you like. You don't need to put your name on the return address. Just put your address. Or you can drop it off at the church like you do with your envelopes and drop it off in the red mailbox by the door. Also, if you did receive it by mail and you have access to the computer, there is a link on the letter that you receive on the survey that says where you can actually fill it out electronically if you wish. So please, please, we're asking everybody, please submit the survey. The deadline the committee has asked for is August 8th. That is Monday, August the 8th. So please, everyone, take attention to that date, and please get your responses in as soon as possible. We thank you for your time with that, your attention with that, and also to everyone, we do have one of the community announcements we are going to read parts of it. It's sponsored by Montefiore Einstein Cancer Center in the Bronx. They are having a prostate cancer screening event on Saturday, July 30th, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and it's located at 899 Elton Avenue, that's E-L-T-O-N, in the Bronx. And this is for any male, and the categories they describe are ages between 45 and 69 years old, of African descent, or with a family history of prostate, breast, ovarian, or pancreatic cancer. They're going to give a simple blood test that will help detect if you have a chance of a prostate cancer and help you and your doctor know if you are likely to develop this cancer in the future. So please consider passing this word around. Again, that's on Saturday, July 30th, 2022, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. At 899 Elton Avenue, E-L-T-O-N, Avenue in the Bronx. And this event is rain or shine, so I believe it's going to be outside. And again, this is sponsored by Montefiore Einstein Cancer Center, prostate cancer screening event. And this is a free event. There's no cost to anyone that come and get tested. So please, men, Shiloh family, pass this word around. This is definitely something everybody we need to take pay attention to. Our health is important just as well as our spirituality. So we thank you for your time, your attention, and ask, pray that everyone has a blessed day. Take care.
We thank Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, Trustee Paul Porter,
and Deacon David Nelson for their copious information, instruction, and directives, and we ask that you govern yourselves accordingly. There is a word from the Lord today, saints of God. There is a word from the Lord. So ready your hearts and your minds to receive from the Lord. And the Lord has chosen the powerful and anointed Elder Melaine Rochford to bring us the word today. But before Elder Melaine Rochford comes to say, "Thus saith the Lord," we ask that Brother Josiah Spellman comes now and lead us into more worship and song. And after the voice of Brother Josiah Spellman, the next speaking voice that you will hear will be that of Elder Melaine Rochford. At this time, Brother Josiah Spellman.
Afternoon, Shiloh. Even though sometimes we don't feel up to par, and speaking for myself, I'm really not in a full bill of health this morning, but God put a song on my heart. It's an old quartet song, and it's titled Pulling Me Through. And the song says, somebody asked me how I made it this far, said it was Jesus, he is pulling me through, yes he is. They said, how did you go through that storm and didn't lose your mind? I told them that it was Jesus who was pulling me through. Thank you, Lord. I told him I went through the storm, through the rain, through the heartache, sure enough had pain. But it was nobody but Jesus that is pulling me through. Y'all don't hear me out there. I kept talking to him, said so many nights, I was all alone. I didn't have nobody that I can lean on. But then I called on Jesus, and I can feel him pulling me through. Oh, yeah. There's no way I could have made it this far without Jesus holding my hand. When I am weak, his strength makes me strong. Yes, it was Jesus pulling me through. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. So many nights I sat up wondering how I was gonna pay my bills. But at the end of the month, it was Jesus pulling me through. Oh, yeah. Sickness took over my body, and I didn't think I was gonna make it through. Thank God for Jesus, y'all, who keeps pulling me through. Oh, yeah. Somebody said I lost my job, I could have lost my mind, but God stepped right in the nick of time. It was nobody but Jesus who keeps pulling me through. Thank you, Lord. One more thing. Situations sometimes in life get too hard to bear, but tell somebody it was Jesus that's pulling me through. Oh, there's no way I could have made it this far with God holding my hand, holding my hand. When I'm at my weakest, His strength, it makes me strong. Nobody but Jesus that is pulling me through. Oh, yes, there is no way I could have made it this far without Jesus holding my hand. When I am weakest, Lord, your strength, it makes me strong. Oh, yes, it was Jesus pulling me through. Ooh, yes. It was Jesus that was pulling me through. Yes, it was you. Oh, it was Jesus that was pulling me through. Oh, it was Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of His garment, and His blood has made me whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that wonderful selection. How many know it was Jesus that was pulling you through the whole time? When you thought you were alone and when you thought people didn't understand, Jesus was pulling you through. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Shiloh, good morning or afternoon to each and every one of you. It is an honor to be with you once again, and I thank you for extending this invitation to me. We give God praise for another opportunity to worship and to gather on the line. And we thank God for the great things He's done and is continuing to do in each and every one of our lives. We honor the leadership and all the elders and the deacons and ministers and those who are in charge. And we also honor, as we do every time, the life and the legacy of Dr. DeQuincy Hintz, who is sorely missed and still very beloved. And I'm honored again to be with you today. We are going to the Word of God, as found in Psalm chapter 46. Psalm chapter 46. We're going to read it in its entirety from the New Revised Standard Version. Here begins the reading of God's holy and eternal word. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and form, foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So far, the scripture. For a thought today, I would like you to consider, let God be God. Let God be God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to share in fellowship and in word and in worship. We pray that this word would be a reminder of us to take courage and to not fear. For you alone are God, and beside you there is none other. No one can do what you do, and no one can be God but you. And so we honor you and we thank you for this time and space. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Many of us on the line today, I'm sure, would attest and agree that we live in some trouble times. Trouble meaning difficult and often beset by conflict. We have walked through a pandemic for over 2 years. COVID-19 has ravaged our country and many other countries, taking millions of lives all around the world, devastating families and communities, closing businesses, causing many of our churches even to have to close for a season and have to pivot to other forms of communing and worshiping, even pushing us to the brink of an economic recession, experiencing some of the highest inflation we have here in the United States seen in over 40 years. We do live in some troubled times. Over the last couple of years, violence of all kinds has escalated in our nation, domestic violence in our home, road rage on our streets, gang and gun violence in our communities and schools, in our supermarkets and festivals and all over the world, innocent lives taken for no apparent reason, just troubled times, times where many people are struggling in their minds and in their mentality. It takes only to turn on CNN to see the polarizing political climate we are currently facing in our nation's capital and in many of our states where women's rights are being stripped. And yes, though we have a black woman in the vice president chair and in the White House, and yes, we even have our first black woman as a Supreme Court justice, we've made progress for sure. We've made progress in our nation, but there's still much work to be done. There's still much work to be done nationally, regionally, and locally. We live in a time where we still experience great disparities in health care, great disparities in wealth, and the wealth gap seems to only be widening, where the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and those that are in the middle are feeling the squeeze of it all. We are experiencing not just a wealth gap, but a wage gap. Did you know that black women in particular only make 63 cents to the $1 that every white man makes? We do live in troubled times where the barriers for success and the barriers to entry only seem to be raising, pushing further and further higher the road to liberation and the road to freedom and justice. Yes, indeed, troubled times. The writer of Job said in chapter 14, verse 1, that man's days are short. Man born of a woman, their days are short and yet full of trouble. But if I know anything about the God we serve, even though we may walk through troubled times, even though, yes, there may be disparities and there may be discrimination and there may be a lot of things going on in the nation, we still serve a God who sees and knows and is able to heal, deliver, and set free. There is a well-known Negro spiritual that says, soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. I'm going home to live with God. And people of God, even our ancestors had a sense that there was a God who saw them and who knew that all that they were experiencing, whether it was from the days of slavery and enslavement to Jim and Jane Crow and lynchings down to the civil rights movement and beyond, that they understood that there was a God who saw them, who saw the humanity and dignity in them, and that regardless of what the slave master or what the preacher who was using scripture out of context may have said, they understood that the God of justice would one day liberate and free them from these oppressive systems and structures. And people of God, I want you to understand that the same God that they knew and understood would free them, the same God that they sung about and took the time to worship in the brush harbors and took the time to pull away and worship in prayer and in tent meeting, that same God sees us and knows what we are experiencing today, even in 2022. And I want us to be mindful even of the text today, that this text is actually a song. It is a song, and when you take the time, if you have the time this week to go back and read, you will see there is a prescription that says to the leader of the Korahites, according to Alamos, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This right here is a song of confidence. It is a declaration of trust and a declaration and a song of faith and belief in God, in Elohim, the majestic one, the mighty one, the supreme God, the powerful God. And regardless of what you may be facing today, regardless of what you have or what you don't have or what you may be doing or not doing, I want you to know that God is a refuge. God is a shelter in the time of storm. God is a sanctuary to those that need. God is a safe place to those that need. God is even a hiding place to those that need. God is our safe haven. We are all, if you think about it, refugees in that over the last 2 years, the life that we had become comfortable with, the life that we had become accustomed to was upended. We were forced out of our comfort zone. We were forced, some of us, out of our places of work. Some of us were forced out of our sanctuaries and our church buildings. And because of that, we had to learn how to worship in a new way. Some of us felt isolated. Some of us felt physically separated from family and friends. But even in the midst of the transition and the tumult, I hope that you learned that God was your refuge. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous can run in and be safe. Where I live, here in Brooklyn, New York, where I live, just this very week, just 2 blocks from my home, there was a shooting right on the block where I go to the dry cleaners or if I need to take the train. There was a shooting of 3 people. And these people were shot as an SUV came up and a gunman jumped out and just began to fire on these people. And unfortunately, the street had to be closed down. An investigation had to be done. But I began to ponder to myself how many times a week I walked that very street. But the Lord has kept me safe from harm. And many of you, I'm sure, have seen that as you've traveled the length and breadth of your community and your state and your region and even the country, that while things may have happened to other people, you have been kept safe. And God has proven to be a refuge and a safe haven. People of God, never take it for granted when you leave your home and come back in safety, when your children leave and come back in safety, your grandchildren and those connected to you anywhere in this country. Every time you leave your home, whether you're driving or you're taking an Uber or maybe you're taking the Metro North or the subway, every time you're able to return without accident or incident, you ought to give God praise. Don't take it for granted that you are able to walk around in safety. Don't take it for granted that you are able to leave and go to work and come back like it was a regular thing. The times that we live in, you ought to be grateful every single time. Make sure you pray every time you leave that home. Make sure you pray every time you come back to home and say, God, I thank you for being a refuge and being a keeper. Not only is he a refuge, but God is our strength. And some of us, when we think of strength, we usually think of physical strength, muscles, and the physical capability to do some things and to be strong. And sometimes we think about emotional strength, the ability to endure and weather various storms and to go through pain or go through tragedy, go through grief and loss and endure it and still make it out. And sometimes even we think about mental strength, the ability to maintain one's sanity. Yes, as a people, we have proven to be able to endure much. We have proven to be able to endure much and to be strong. We have been super women and super men. But I've come to explain to you that even in this text, when it says that God is our strength, it means that God is our defense. God is the one place that we can go to find a defense. That every plot and scheme of the enemy, every plan of the enemy, every attack of the enemy against our health, against our life, against our family, God has been the stronghold for our defense. That God has been the place where we can find, again, shelter. You know, the United States is known for its military might. And that's often why many countries don't mess with us, because they understand the power of our military. Some of you on the line may be veterans and those who have given of your time and have served our country in the Army or the Navy or the Air Force or even the Marines, or you may have children who have done the same. People don't mess with us because they know we have a mighty military. But even greater than the United States military, God is our defense in times of attack, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every enemy that rise up against us shall fail and shall fall. Those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This psalm is a song of Zion, and the psalmist is expressing confidence, even in a state of vulnerability, that God is our strength. Many of you know, and I shared last week, that I had the opportunity to spend some time in Israel and, yes, to go to Zion and the city of Jerusalem and to worship there and to pray there. And I even had the opportunity to visit a kibbutz, which is a community of people living together and pooling their resources together, and their children play together and all these things. And this kibbutz was near the Gaza Strip. And so the people that live there, unfortunately, live under the threat of attack on a daily basis. And they even showed us rockets that had been launched that had landed in the community. And thankfully, though nobody had been harmed, the attack was formed against them. And as they showed us the rockets and the different things that had happened and had transpired in the community, my heart began to be very, very heavy, because I came to understand that even the little children are not exempt from having to be prepared for an attack. And I'm talking about children as young as 2, 3, 4 years old having to be trained to run into a bomb shelter, having to be trained to have 10 to 15 seconds when they hear the alarm sound to run for shelter or run for cover. And if you can't make it to a shelter, to prostrate yourself on the ground and put your hands behind your head and put your face in the ground and take cover. That even the children understand that they live under the threat of the attack. I walked in and I was able to go into a bomb shelter, which really looked like a bus stop, but made of cement, whereas if a bomb or a rocket were to be launched, at least you would have some semblance of covering, some semblance of shelter to protect yourself and to preserve your life. And people of God, though we may not live under that sort of threat on a daily basis, yes, our health has been under threat for the last couple of years. Yes, we live under the threat of oppression and repression and recession and so many other kinds of attacks and even spiritual attacks from the enemy. But I want to remind you, encourage you today that you got to let God be God. Let him be your defense. Let him be your protector. Let him be your shield and your buckler as the scripture commends and commands us. I came to encourage someone on today, those of you who may be dealing with attacks against your family, attacks against your finances, attacks against your body, to know that God will continue to defend you and that the battle you are facing belongs to God. You need not cut anybody. You need not cuss anybody out. Let God be God and let God be your defense. Let him be your salvation and let him be your song. Watch God work on your behalf, for his strength is reaching out to us even today. God being our refuge and our strength, even more than that, the text reminds us in verse 1 that God is a very present help. Yes, the God of the universe, the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God is your helper and is my helper. He gives you aid and gives you assistance when you need. This God, who is all so mighty, is very mindful of you to help you and to meet you at the point of your need. I don't know what your need is today, and you may not know what my need is today or what your neighbor's need is today, but God anticipates your need even before you know there is a need to bless you in spite of you. In spite of, yes, we're all flawed and we've all failed and sometimes we've been inconsistent. Yes, you know, we all fall short sometimes. But God is still a very present help. I want you to look at the words there. Not just a help, but a very present help. It's one thing for people to help you from a distance. Yeah, they can write a check, make a donation, send you a cash app. People can send an email, make an introduction. Yes, they can send you a phone call, a text message is nice. But it's another thing when someone is present with you in the trouble, not just in the good times, but also in the bad times. And God is not just helping you from a distance, but God is a very present help in the midst of the trouble. Present, right there with you so you don't have to be alone. Right there with you. Some of us may feel alone. Some of us may be single. Some of us may be widowed. Some of us may be empty nesters. Your children are grown now and kind of going about their own lives. And maybe they check in with you sometimes. Maybe they don't. Some of us are older and we're looking at our golden years. And maybe, you know, we look at things and not what they once were when we were younger and surrounded by people. Some of us, our friends, are living their own lives and, you know, doing what they need to do for them. And that's okay. I want you to know that God is a very present help. There is a God that is present to be a refuge and to be a strength, but also to be with you. If you would only trust me, the song said, I would be with you. God is everything you need. When things are great and opportunities are open and money is flowing and your health is good and all things are progressing and you're succeeding and you're feeling on top of the world, seems like you're surrounded by people, that's a season of life. But then you may find other seasons where maybe your character is under attack or maybe your body was under attack and you were hospitalized just a little too long or maybe the finances weren't what they needed to be and you borrowed money one too many times and people got maybe tired of helping you. I want you to know that God still is a present help. You can never exhaust his presence. You can never exhaust his resources. You can never exhaust his ability to strengthen you, to meet you at the point of your need. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The songwriter says, God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, ever fall short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, keep my life clean each and every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far, and I'll never, ever turn back. The same God who has been present over time, sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sin and for my sin, and rose again. This same God sent his Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you, to not only help you, but to comfort you and to direct you. Do you know the God that you serve today? I want you, Shiloh, to let God be God. You've maybe tried all that you could try. You've done all that you could do. You made all the phone calls you could make. You've made all the connections you could make. You went to every doctor you could go to. You've tried every lawyer you could try, and things still haven't always worked in your favor. But I want you to let God be God. Whatever the situation is, give it to God today. Whatever the trouble is, give it to God today. Whatever the turmoil is, give it to God today, and be still and know that God is God. And can't nobody be God but God. The doctor can't be God. The judge can't be God. The lawyer can't be God. The preacher certainly can't be God. The pastor can't be God. Only God can be God. And he's here right now to meet you at the point of your need. Whatever it is you need, I want you to get that thing on your mind. Get that issue on your mind. Get that bill on your mind. Get that person on your mind. Ah, glory to God. Whatever it is today, Shiloh, I want us to take a few minutes to get that thing on your mind. Whatever that sickness may be, whatever that diagnosis may be, whatever a child it may be, I want you to let God be God. Get the case on your mind. Maybe someone has a case that they have before the Lord that's getting ready to go through the system. I need you to get it on your mind. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, you got to just let God be God. Hallelujah. You've been trying to figure it out. You've been racking your brain, trying to make it work, and trying to figure the numbers out and just trying to fix it. But you got to let God be God today. Hallelujah. Maybe on your job you've been dealing with a supervisor who doesn't understand the work you've been putting in, or maybe a coworker who doesn't understand it. You're not appreciated to the degree you need to be appreciated, but let God be God today. In your marriage, maybe you don't know what to do with the marriage, and maybe the spouse you know needs to walk a little closer with God, and maybe you're not being loved the way you feel like you should be loved. You got to let God be God. Give it to God today. Hallelujah. Let us pray, Lord God. I don't know what the situations are feeling. I feel the burden of the people to carry whatever it may be to you today, oh God. Lord, I don't know what the situation may be, but the psalmist said, even when the mountains are shaking and trembling and the waters are shaking and trembling, and even when the earth is in turmoil and in changing, oh God, some of us, our world may have been turned upside down by certain situations and circumstances, oh God. Maybe we experienced some things we didn't expect. Maybe there's been some betrayal, oh God. Maybe there's been some desertion, oh God. Or maybe some relationships have gone by the wayside. Maybe some words have been spoken to us and against us, oh God. I don't know what it may be today, Lord, but we cast all of our cares upon you. We give you every burden, oh God. We give you every concern, oh God. We give you every situation, oh God. But you already know what it is, Lord. And we say, God,
be God in this situation. We've done all we could do, oh God. We've prayed many prayers. We've cried many tears, oh God. We've racked our brain, oh God. We've had sleepless nights, oh God. Lord, we've tossed and turned, oh God. We've pulled our hair out, oh God. We've gone to therapy, Lord. We've done so much, oh God, and the things have not changed to the degree that we need them to change. But today, oh God, we turn it over to you and we say, God, be God in this situation, Lord. We turn our children over to you today. We turn our loved ones over to you today. Maybe someone's struggling with an addiction to drugs, oh God, an addiction to alcohol, oh God, an addiction to pornography. We give it to you today, oh God. Break every chain today. Break every addiction, oh God. We rest in you today, oh God. We rest in you, oh God. We don't stress and we don't worry, but we rest in you, oh God. For only God can do it, and we give it to you today, and we're asking you to do it. Make a way out of no way, oh God. Open a door that no man can shut. Shut a door that no man can open. We give you our burdens. We give you our cares, oh God. We open it up. We're not ashamed, oh God, but we give it to you, Lord God, because we understand you can do what no other power can do. We give you our finances, oh God. We believe you to multiply them, oh God. Many of us, oh God, may be in the need of employment or a new situation or another stream of income. Make a way out of no way, oh God. Some of us are experiencing barrenness, oh God. But Lord, I thank you that you can work a miracle even in barrenness, oh God. Send a river into the desert, oh God. You be the oasis that we need in the dry places and spaces of our lives, oh God. Somebody's dealing with an aging parent right now. Someone, oh God, who is aging and who may need their help and their care, oh God. And they're feeling pulled and tugged in every direction, oh God. Oh, give the strength and send the help. Be the very present help in the time of trouble right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. And we honor you for it. And we bless you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shiloh, I want you to remember, and all those that are on the call, if you want to connect with this ministry, if you want to become a part of the family of God, if you want to know how to have a walk with Jesus Christ and receive him into your heart and your life, I want you to call the church office, and I want you to log onto the church website, and someone will be there to receive you and give you all the direction you need. Shiloh, I want you to be encouraged. God is with you. I know you have been through major transitions, major upheaval, major things, but know that can't nobody be God but God. And God is for you. God is with you, and God is in you to work out his will and his good pleasure corporately and also individually. So you be encouraged and let God be God. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Let God be God. He is our refuge and our strength. He is a present help in trouble. Let God be God.
We thank you, Elder Rochford, for that word, that powerful word, that powerful reminder to let God be God, because he is present even in the midst of trouble, in the dry and barren places. He's right there. Let God be God, thank you, God. You have heard it. You have heard it from the woman of God. He said, thus saith the Lord, let God be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder Rochford. Thank you. Thank you for letting the Holy Spirit lead you into reminding us that God is God in our lives. We thank you. And today, Saints of God, I just want to quickly remind you that if anyone did not receive the pastoral search survey, we ask that you call the church office for a copy and one will be sent to you. Again, if you did not receive the pastoral search survey, please call the church office and a copy of it will be sent to you.
At this time, we call Elder Rochford to come back now and to dismiss us with our benediction.
Elder Rochford.
Thank you so much, Shiloh. Let us continue to hold fast to God's unchanging hand. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to worship once again. You kept us another week. You sustained us another week. We survived and even thrived another week. And we are so grateful to you and grateful for you. Lord, we make room for you to be God in our lives. We take our hands off of every situation and circumstance, and we say, God, direct us, lead us, and guide us. Lord, we pray for your divine protection all throughout this week on us and all those connected to us. We lift up our nation and the leadership of our nation, and we pray that you would even continue to be God in the halls and the seats of power, Lord God. Make a way out of no way for someone this week. Let us experience miracles, signs and wonders this week. Let us experience you in unexpected ways and in unexpected places. Lord, I pray that you would bind us together like never before in a spirit of love, unity, and even humility. And we pray for Shiloh as they seek and search for their next leader, that you would continue to lead and guide this house, Lord, that you would raise up the person that is to lead them into the future, oh God, and I pray that you would make this search one that is productive and peaceful. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone. No one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the shame.
Promise me,
you never know.
Oh, and you
never know.
You and me.